Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Hebrews chapter 12, reading from verse 14 to 17. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and there many be defiled, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Amen. The title of our message is The Blessing of God. Now he said to us that we should follow peace with all men. That is, we should follow the peace of God. Jesus says, my peace I leave with you. Now he says, every man should go after this peace. Should follow this peace. And this holy one, because that is the holiness of God. The holy word of God. Without which no man shall see the Lord. Now he said we should look diligently, lest we fail or we fall short of this grace of God. And lest we be a fornicator like Esau, who sold his birthright because of one plate of food. That when he would have inherited the blessing, he lost it, though he sought later after it with tears and crying, he didn't get it because he has sowed it. So he's saying to us, there is a blessing. Esau did not know that blessing, that the birthright gives right to that blessing, to inherit that blessing, that the God has blessing for everyone. And that we should not sell that blessing, sell the right to that blessing. What is the right? Jesus says to us that he is that right to this blessing of God. That as many as receive him, to them he gives the birthright. What birthright? Born of flesh? No, born of God. And even to those that believe on his name. And so he said we should not miss this blessing. Which blessing? The blessing of God. That we are called for this blessing. Abraham got the blessing. He passed it on to Isaac. Now he says that it was supposed to pass to Esau. Esau missed this blessing. Let's see this blessing in Genesis chapter 15. Reading verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. What came to Abram in the vision? The word. Then the word of God told Abram that I am your exceeding great reward. This reward exceeds everything. Who is say, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Now look at it. Who came to Abraham? The word. To him in a vision. As the word is coming to you right now from the Holy Scriptures, saying, I am your shield and exceeding great reward. Who said so? The Holy Scriptures. He talks. He says, I am your reward. I am your exceeding blessing. That he is that blessing, which the scripture is saying to us, look diligently, lest you fail of this blessing as Esau failed. It is this blessing that was passed on to Isaac, who the word. Isaac inherited it. Now he said Esau failed, then he passed on to Jacob. Jacob was not the firstborn of Isaac. But he sowed this blessing with one plate of food. He ate porridge that when he came from the field, he was hungry. Jacob said, sell me the birthright. Oh yes, Jacob knew there's a blessing. And then he inherited that blessing. He bought it. He paid for it. Now, Jesus says, you don't need to pay for it. He has paid for it for us. He bought it with his own blood. Adam sold it, and he was dispossessed. Jesus says, I bought it. Now, it is his. So, as many as will receive Jesus, to them, he gives this blessing. He told Abraham, he's with me. I am that blessing. And so, as many as receive him, they inherit that blessing. And that's why I say, I am the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. Who? The Holy Bible, the Word. He said, let him be your God. That's that God that Esau sold. He gave up for temporary food that will not benefit him. Jesus said, don't labor for that meat that perishes. Labor, seek for that food that will give you eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For him has the Father sealed. Who is that blessing? He said himself. That's why he says, my flesh is meat indeed. My blood is drink indeed. Except a man eat my flesh and drink my blood, he has no life in him. That he wants us to receive this blessing. That's why he's calling us to himself. He wants us to inherit God. That Abraham inherited God. Who is God? The Word that came to him in a vision. Who is that God? The Holy Bible. He said the Word of the Lord came to him in a vision. Now that Word is coming to you life, not in a vision. That's why he said we are looking unto this God. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Which God? The God of the Holy Bible. He said, look diligently. That's why I say, looking unto this perfect law of liberty. That's what finishes up. He went for the temporal food that cannot profit. Jacob went for the eternal food. Jesus said, I'm that bread that came down from heaven. Who? The Holy Bible. That's why today Israel still exists as a nation. Where is Esau? No more. How is he existing? By the scriptures. It says that we are called to inherit a blessing that God has promised us, eternal life, unstoppable life. This life is in his Son. He that has the Son has this eternal life. Who is that Son? This Holy Bible. He said, inherit this book of life. It is living, unremovable. So Jacob inherited the unremovable God, the Holy Bible himself. Unfortunately, his descendant did not. He said he came to his own. His own did not receive him. But as many, anywhere in this world, receive this God of the Bible. He said the same person is blessed as the faithful Abraham. That Abraham received this God. He came to him in a vision, saying, I am your exceeding great reward. That the reward is with me. See what he said in Revelation 22, in verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. Who says so? Jesus Christ says, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to their work. That he is that reward. He is that blessing is what he's saying to us. Jesus says, I am that blessing. The blessing is with me. I am that only blessed. The blessing himself, which God promised, that God, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him will not perish, but shall have great inheritance, everlasting inheritance. He will inherit life. Which life? The life of God. Now he says, my reward is with me. Be not deceived, Jesus says. God cannot be mocked. For whatsoever a man walk, that is what he's going to reap. He that sows to his dead flesh like Esau will reap corruption. But he that sowed to the word of God, that sowed to the spirit of the scriptures, shall reap everlasting life. What is that everlasting life? Jesus says, I am that everlasting life. How do we receive him? By knowing him. He said, this is life eternal. This is everlasting life, he said in John 17. That they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus whom they have sent. Esau didn't know that the inheritance is the word. He commanded to 1,000 generations. He didn't know the very Bible is inheritance. And therefore, he said, what is that to me? What do I need the birthright for? Jacob said, sell it to me. I need it. I know that is the inheritance. Isaac told us. Abraham told Isaac that we have an inheritance. This inheritance is God. By him, the whole world shall be blessed. He is the God of the Holy Bible. And so that's why the Bible came out from Abraham. He's the seed of Abraham. He said that seed passed to Isaac. And he passed to Jacob. Then he came out from Jacob, from the 12 tribes of Israel. That's what the word of God is saying to us, that I am your exceeding great reward anywhere you are in this whole world. It is me you need to inherit. How do you inherit me? You believe. As Abraham believed on the Holy Scriptures, he received him by faith. Faith alone is what is required, that I am your exceeding great reward, the word told him. And the same word is telling you that I am your exceeding great reward. Who? The scriptures. It says, I'm your inheritance. See Acts chapter 20. We read verse 32 of it. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. He says that he is commending them, giving them to the scriptures. That this scripture is able to give them an inheritance because he is that inheritance. He is that word of inheritance which we are called to inherit. That God has called us to inherit a blessing. That this blessing is Jesus Christ, the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. Won't you be wise? He said, we should not be a fool like Esau. He left the undiable, unremovable word that liveth, the one that when you eat, you will never hunger again. God is calling us to inherit God. You know that God abides forever. Say, heaven and earth, which he created, will pass away one day, but he, the creator, abides forever. That's why he's preaching himself to us. That is the word that is being preached to us by the gospel. Then the apostle Paul says, I commend you to this God I'm preaching. I am preaching the Holy Bible to you as that inheritance, secured, eternal in the heavens. No mold, no corruption can spoil it. He is embalmed forever. He saw no corruption. He will never see corruption. He abides forever. For all flesh is as grass. Their glory like the flower of the grass. The grass dries up, the flower dies. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. It says that among those who are sanctified by this word of God, who are separated, you then have an inheritance. Who is that inheritance? He says, I am. Who? The God that is talking to us from the Bible. He's living. That's why the book is called the Book of Life, because it's the book of the living God. And say, anyone who is not found in this book of life, that is, anyone who does not have the spirit of the scripture, the apostle says, we are not preaching ink. No, we are preaching the spirit. That we are able ministers of the New Testament to give the spirit of the scriptures unto humans. Jesus, the word of God says, this is the promise he made, that in these last days he shall put his spirit in us, that we shall have the spirit of the scriptures. He said, anyone who's found on having the spirit of the scripture is cast into hell, for this book shall judge on the last day. For those who have not done what he said, that this is the will of my Father. He said, the will of the Father is that anyone that sees the Son and believes on him, he will give them eternal life. What is that eternal life? That they might know him. They might know Jesus. That he is that inheritance. That whosoever was not found in this book, he said, don't be deceived. That is here God wants to find us. He said, be written in this book, not with ink. No, by the Spirit. It's not a book of man, the book of the Holy Ghost. He says he's going to put this one book, this one inheritance in everyone. That when we believe, he will seal us up with his Spirit. What Spirit? The Spirit of the Holy Bible. Then we know our Father, we call him Abba Father. We now know the inheritance. That inheritance is this Holy Bible. How do we inherit him? By faith. We believe. That inheritance he promised Abraham is this Holy Bible. The inheritance he confirmed by oath to Isaac is this Holy Bible. The same he gave to Moses as a law in Israel. Now he said he came to his own. His own receiving not. Now he opened the door to anybody in the whole world that will receive this God of the Bible. He said, let this God be your God. He said, if it is so, then you are sealed up for eternal life. You are not going to be removed because you are in this book. When he called his roll, you'll be found in the book. That his roll call will be by the book. That when the books are opened, they say every man shall be judged according to what is written here. Because what is written is that he says, I am standing at the door of your heart, I'm knocking. Let me in. Once I enter you, I give you eternal life. He said, another book was open. What book? The spirit of this book. The spirit of this book is called the spirit of the scriptures. Now he says that he's going to do a new thing. That he's not going to write it as in stone tablets, as ink as he gave to Moses. He's going to write it in our heart. That we must receive the spirit of this book. That is the book of life. And then that is the living form of this book. That when you have an inheritance. That I tell you, Jesus says, if you love me, keep the scriptures, and I will pray the Father for you. He will give you another comforter, even the spirit of the scriptures, which the world cannot receive because they know it him not, neither they see him. But say you will know him. He will be in you and with you forever. He told Martha, he said that he cannot be taken away from Mary. He's hers forever. Who? This book. This living one. He says it's yours to inherit. See what he said to us in 1 Peter chapter 3, reading verses 8 and 9. Finally, be ye of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are there unto God, that you should inherit a blessing. Be courteous, be loving, love the brethren, because you are called to inherit a blessing, your blessing is secure. And so don't do like Esau, who hated his brother. Don't do like Cain, who hated his brother. No, you are called to inherit a blessing. Now, this blessing says for all. That we have a blessing. That's what he's saying to us. That's the message. Rather, you bless. How do we bless? We tell people concerning this blessing. The blessing of God. That God is calling everyone to come and inherit this blessing. Now, when we do so, we are blessing. That's why he said to Abraham, I made you a blessing, exceeding great blessing. Then you can bless anyone. By you shall all the whole nations of the earth be blessed. That he was talking of the God of Abraham, Jesus Christ, the God of the Bible. That's why Isaac told Esau, he said, yeah, Jacob is blessed because he has received the blessing. The blessing has passed on to him. The word has passed on to Jacob. And therefore he's blessed. And so that's what he's saying to us, that the blessing of God is the word of God. That we are called to inherit this word of God. Not only Abraham, everyone. How do we inherit him? Through faith. That Abraham believed in the scriptures, that the scripture is his blessing, so he was blessed. Inherited the blessing. And everyone that believe, he said the same, are blessed as the faithful Abraham. How do we receive this? By faith. Are we saved? The grace of God that brings salvation to everyone has appeared to us, saying that all we need to do is to receive him. Receive this word that came to Abraham. Receive this word that came to Moses. Receive this word. And that once we have the blessing, then we have everything. That when King Saul rejected the blessing, what blessing? He said he rejected the word. Then he passed on to David. Then the kingdom became David. That's why today you hear of Jesus, the son of David. Is there another blessing? No, he said there's no other blessing. Don't let the devil deceive you, the word of God is saying. Don't let flesh and blood deceive you. That Jesus is the very blessing. That's why he said, what shall it profit a man? That he gains the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul, that we are dead. Our male life is hidden in the scriptures. And that when he will come, he will account for everyone, because he says, I am the resurrection, I am the life. Rejoice, not because the demons are subject to you, he told the disciples. He says, rejoice that your name is in me. I know you. How does he know us? He said, when we abide in him and he abides in us as Jesus, this Bible abides in you as Jesus, you are in order. You know him. And then you can testify of him boldly. He said, you tell others so that they also know him, that his name is Jesus, that Jesus is the inheritance. Jesus is that great, exceeding great reward, he told Abraham. I am. And then people took stone to stone him. He said to Abraham, I am your exceeding great reward. He told his descendants, I am the God of Abraham. He said, you are not yet 50 years old. How old did you see Abraham? But he says, I am the God of Abraham. Who? Jesus Christ. He is the one that came to Abraham in a vision. The God of this Holy Bible. And so he's saying to us that you can inherit him as your God. Galatians chapter 4, hear what the scripture says. Reading from verse 4 to 7. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then heir of God, through Christ. Amen. We inherit God through the word of God, through Christ. That's how we inherit God. We inherit this God of the Bible. That's how to inherit the Almighty God, because he is God. The Lord our God. He is one. Now he says that if we have taken to him, we believe by faith, we become children of God. Then, because we are children of God, what happened? He now sent the Spirit of His Son into our heart, into our mind. We now call Him Abba Father, born again unto God. We are aware of the true God again. We are brought into the family through what means? Through adoption. We are now adopted to this one heavenly family, this household of God, that everyone who takes to this Jesus becomes heirs of God. We become joint heir because there's only one inheritance. Said Esau did not understand that. Esau was destitute of the truth. He cried to his father. He said he was seeking it with tears, with crying. Oh, my father Isaac, do you have only one blessing? He did not know that it's only one blessing. That blessing has gone to Jacob. That blessing is Christ. He thought there is another blessing. That's why he sold his birthright that gives him access to that blessing. Now the word of God is saying to us that the word is the birthright. That if we receive the scriptures, then we have right to God. To what God? To the Spirit of God. And then he says the Spirit of God will not come into our hearts. Then we are born again of His Spirit. We now know Him. We now call Him Father. Who? The Holy Scriptures. Becomes that Father, that everlasting Father, that undiable Father. And then is us, yours, forever. You continue living because He cannot be removed. You cannot be removed. He says, because I live, you shall live also. Because this Word of God is living, how are you living? In the flesh? No, in Christ. Forever. For He is the God of the living, not of the dead. He is the God of the Holy Scriptures. So everyone that have received the Scripture, they are of Him. He that sanctify and they that sanctify are one. And now you are no longer in the flesh, for if any man be in Christ, he is a new being. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. God now finds you where? In Christ. Not in Adam. In Adam, all died. In the flesh, we all died. In Christ, we are made alive. He said, let God find you in this book. Not like Adam, when he say, Adam, Adam, where are you? He fell into the hands of the devil. He could not be found in this book. And he said, anyone that is not found in this book is perished. He's out of the garden of God, the paradise of God. And so he said, you should be found here, that we don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. Faith in who? Faith in the scriptures, as Abraham. He was no longer walking in the flesh. He was now walking in God. He now knows that there is no continuity here. He said, here we have no continuous city. Abraham sought for that city whose builder and maker is God Himself. Are you hearing? God Himself is that inheritance. What sort of person are you supposed to be? That if we walk in the flesh, we are lost. We have missed the inheritance. God is not a plate of food. God is not material. They say they are preaching prosperity. That is the doctrine of the devil. We preach the word as that inheritance. He said Esau sold it because of his belly. One plate of food as what God sees it as the prosperity of the wicked. That the psalmist says, I was envious when I saw the prosperity of the wicked until I came to the sanctuary and I saw the blessing. That the blessing is Christ. Flesh and blood will pass away and Jesus abided forever. It is He that abides that can inherit. He said, that fool. He said, told him, this night you are dying. All the things you gather, who is it for? He said, such are everyone that is not rich towards God, but they are rich towards himself, themselves. That Esau was rich towards his stomach. His God was his belly. Not the scriptures himself. No, that let the scriptures be your God. Not what you will use him to get. He said, many will say, did we not do this in your name? Wonderful things in your name that cannot save. No, there's only one Savior. The very word. Let that be your inheritance in the land of the living. Hallelujah.
you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogun. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.